sufficient discussion around that, and including the WCO, World Customs Organisation, would be keen and receptive to having that document forwarded. So I think the next step for us would be definitely to tidy it up, in my words, and present it to the WP7 for their endorsement, so that we can proceed during the next year as an activity. Does that sum that up?
Yep.
Anybody disagree with that? Okay. And then the next one that we have here from the floor at this end is simply to say Sarah provided an update on the livestock language. This body, this group, the specialised section, had indicated an interest to consider that going forward. So if rather than propose it as something that we'd absolutely take up, is simply to have it as an update on that development. And if I got Sarah correctly, by the end of the year, that document effectively will be adopted within Australia, and early in the new year, then a copy of that would be available for the UNEC.
So the item would be that the specialised section would discuss whether that would be something useful for a broader.
I think next year it'll be yeah. something that we would present and say this has been around. We would share it out with the group, with a broader group, not just the group that's attending, but the broader group that we have. And if there's sufficient interest, we'll bring it. If there's not, we'll. It's again, I mean, just as the US has provided, and other countries, France, and over time have provided information around their standards that have interest and value, that's all it is. It's simply an opportunity for consideration. So there are four dot points at least for future work. Is there any future work that people believe we should, thank you, delegate from Poland?